Nick Sweeney trailing by three for the Bearcats. Tom McKee being guarded by Hanson. Hanson trying to leave him to the left. Gives him to the right over to Labrand. And messing pass tipped by Kraft, intended for Labrand. And he passes forward to Kraft. And he gets it down on the baseline, tries to drive in, double teams. Booms in the corner, up to Hanson, top of the key. He's trying to feed into Booms, who has position on Josh White, but doesn't like it. Up to Ginther, top of the key. 5 1/4 left in the third. 3-point difference between Harbor Beach leading 31, Ubley 28. Kraft tries to penetrate on the right side. The runner's no good. Rebound, Josh White. Josh White is just cleaning up the boards for Ubley Bearcats here as Nick Sweeney pushes it down the lane, and he tries to relieve the strenuous play here. Sets up the offense. Less than 5 left in the third. 31-28. Lackbrand on the right side, taking it against Kraft, who loses it in between the legs, and here comes the Pirates. Hanson down the side, and pass it over to Ginther, in for the easy two, and now the lead back up to 5. Ginther, with his first field goal of the game, he has 3. 33-28. Harbor Beach leads doubly. Nick Sweeney against Hanson on the left side. Hanson's diving on the ground, and Sweeney's open. Joshua on the right side, and Drake in the corner. He has an open 3. This one's short. And there's a foul. There's a push-off, according to the official. This one is in the Bearcats. Fouls on 52. Josh White, big man, his second foul of the game. Team second of the half. So it's Harbor Beach ball on the far side of your radio on the right side. Harbor Beach leads by 5 with 4:26 left.
Defensively, both teams are really having happy hands. I mean, they are getting in there and doing a blue-collar job of playing defense.
The double pick by the Pirates doesn't work, so Kraft passes it over to Hanson, who feeds it into Booms in the post. Back out to Hanson on the left side, into the corner, picks up his dribble, and Booms, top of the key. Dribbles against Josh White, trying to penetrate, goes in, and he went up with a shot, no call on that. Josh White got a little bit of the arm, but no call, and that's just going to happen. That's Pirate basketball.
That was a good non-call.
And Harbor Beach has it underneath their own hoop. 4:01 left. Leads by 5. 33-28. Kraft over to Ginther in the far corner. Up for 3. No good. And Kraft has the rebound. He puts it up for 2. And Kraft continues his scoring. He scored in all 3 quarters. It's his first 2 of the third quarter. It's 35-28 Harbor Beach. Nick Sweeney, top of the key. Goes for the open 3. This one's up and, oh, out. And Josh White brings in the rebound. This one's up. And slow class. He goes up against about 5 inches taller than him. Hits the block, and it's intercepted by Nick Sweeney, who then Eli Kraft steals it from him. Passes it over to Ginther into Kraft, and the and one. Kraft with a possible 3-point play after just a circus act of a drive on both sides of the ball.
Excellent teamwork. They're going after the ball. They're helping each other. The extra pass is made. This is what good team basketball is all about.
And in that last 30 seconds, the ball changed hands about 17 times, and both teams had it about 12.
I would say the stat girls over there had a challenge.
I need a bottle of water, folks. And the free throw is up and good. The three-point play complete. The lead is now 10 after a three-point play by Kraft on the free throw. 38-28, Harbor Beach over Ubley. Nick Sweeney picks up his dribble, passes it to Josh White on the right side. Free throw line extended into the line right underneath the hoop. This one, no. There's a foul before the shot. This one went through, but the shot is not good. This one's on the floor. Foul is on number 22 of Harbor Beach. That's Eli Kraft, his second of the game. Team's second of the half as Austin Drake passes it in the line right top of the key. Guarded by Boom. Speeds it into White. Double team, triple team by the hand. It's coughed up, and there's a little scuff, and looks like there's a foul. This one's going against Ubley. Fouls on the black jerseys of Ubley, number 52.
That's number 3.
That's number 3 for Josh White, so he's going to be subbed in as number 20, Brian White, replaces Josh White. Josh White has 3 fouls. The big man, number 52, the 6'6" center for the Bearcats. Must be something in the water over there. Some tall players for the Bearcats.
Well, I'll tell you what, also tough players. The Josh White has done a really nice job in the inside.
10-point lead for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Kraft at the top of the key, being guarded by Sweeney at a distance. Over to Klatsky on the right side, tries to feed it into Ginther. Guarded by Brian White, back out to Klatsky, top of the key. Almost deflected by Liefrand. And Ginther has it in the corner. Hanson almost took the NBA 3, and he tried to drive the lane, pass it over to Booms. This one's kicked by Liefrand on the good defense. And it's going to be Harbor Beach ball underneath their own hoop. Left side of your radio, 2:43 left in the third quarter. 38-28, Harbor Beach leads by 10. Kraft passes this one into Hanson, top of the key. Sets up the offense.
Looking at a straight man-to-man, Clark.
Probably just switch defenses here. Kraft's going against Sweeney, top of the key, over to Klasky, right side, being guarded by Messick. Almost lost the dribble, and he goes up for the runner. This one, no good, and rebounded by Booms. He puts it up. That one's no good. Tossed around about 17 times. I like that number, apparently. And this one's out of bounds on the Pirates. And Ubley has it. Blackbrand now doing the point guard duties, the 6'6" forward. That's over out to Drake on the right side. Crosses the timeline. 2:12 left in the third. 38-28, Harbor Beach lead. Over to Sweeney on the right side. Into Blackbrand at the post. This one's up short. Ubley wants the foul. I couldn't see. I didn't have a clear object on that. And here comes the Pirates. Kraft on the left side, dribbling against Sweeney. Tries to penetrate. He's into the lane. Goes up. No call. And this one's out of bounds. Harbor Beach ball. This one was batted out of bounds by number 34. A clean steal out of bounds by number 34, Marshall Leibrand.
Yeah, the officials are really doing a good job. They're pretty much letting the both teams play.
These are officials out of the Blue Water area. They've been repping for about 25 years. They've seen it all, folks. Kraft on the left side. Over to Hanson. Top of the key. Being guarded by Drake. Minute 45 left in the third. 10-point lead for Harbor Beach. Into Ginzer down in the post. He puts it up. This one's fouled. This one looks like it's going to be against number 20. No, this one's on number 34. Leibrand. As you can hear, Ubley wants to time out. Marshall Leibrand in the books with a second foul of the game. Ubley's third. We're going to take a quick break here to the WLEW full timeout on the way. WLEW Harbor Beach 38, Ubley 28.
Custom is a lifestyle choice, a decision to embrace your individuality and install it in the things you own, the things you surround yourself with. There's no limit to what you can customize when you team up with D&M Cabinet Shop of Rue. From new cabinets to gorgeous floors, including new trim and doors. That's what D&M Cabinets is all about, customizing things that work for you. Are you ready for a change? Is it time for new counters, cabinets, floors, trim, or doors? If so, call Doug at D&M Cabinet Shop of Rue at 479-9271 or visit them at dnmcabinet.com. D&M Cabinets would also like to wish the Ubley Bearcats good luck in their game against the Harbor Beach Pirates. Go Bearcats!
Well, minute 40 left in the third quarter. You're tuned to WLEW. 38-28. Harbor Beach leads this one. As they come out of the timeout, Ubley's second timeout used in this game. They've used the full end of 30. Ginther at the line, shooting two. Both crowds starting to settle down, but it's a full house. Student section still standing, both sides. On a Thursday, mind you. Ginther's first free throw wrapped around the whole rim and finally goes in. His third field free throw of the night. He's 2-for-3. Here's his fourth one away, second of the set. This one's up and through. 3-for-4 from the charity stripe. 40-28. I've reached his biggest lead of the night, 12. Blackbrand bringing it up, going against Kraft. About an 8-inch size difference on the two players. Blackbrand dribbles right in, jumps down. He puts it up. This one's short. Rebound, Aaron Ginther. He brings it up for himself for the Pirates. He dribbles it in, tries to bring it into Kraft, who passes it back out to Booms on the right side, into Klasky underneath the post. Good ball passing there for the Pirates, as Klasky puts in the easy two. Here come the Bearcats, now trailing by 14, Sweeney Tomberkey. Leifrand sets the pick. This one tipped right in the middle of the air. Leifrand to the left block. This one's in and good. Leifrand continues his scoring. His first two, though, of the third quarter.
That was a big bucket by Leifrand. Stop the bleeding. Keep them in the ball game mentally.
You felt the momentum shifting to Harbor Beach's side. Here, it's neutralized. Klasky, top of the key. 45 seconds left. As here comes Brian White trying to bring him within 6 feet to get the 5-second clock going. Over to Ginther, far corner, right side. Up to Klasky. 23 seconds left in the third quarter. 42-30. Harbor Beach over Ubley. Ubley now in the straight man-to-man. Kraft at the far side, 23 seconds left, leading by 12. Klasky, other side. milking his clock, going for the last shot. 15 seconds remain. Lasky dribbling.